Blog Talk Radio.
Now, get ready to own your career with Meet In Coach and Master Networking Guru, Rod Colon, for his weekly summit for the CEO of Meet In. For the next 60 minutes, Rod will cover topics critical to managing your career as the CEO of Meet In.
Listening to Own Your Career, prime time on Monday, June 9, 2014. This is Rod Colon from Jackson, New Jersey on Blog Talk Radio online at blogtalkradio.com/ownyourcareer. I'm looking forward to taking your calls at 347-857-3320. That's 347-857-3320. Producing our show tonight is Wanda Sharif Rodriguez. And tonight's theme should be a good one. We actually may have a couple of shows kind of rounding this out there. It's Get the Competitive Edge with 9 Success Strategies for the CEO of Me, Inc. So, you know, as I started coaching when I was 13 years old in Little League Baseball. So I kind of finished up Little League, and I went into to coaching at 13 years old, the team that I was on as the assistant coach. And I think one way or another, you know, I just love coaching and guiding. So, I mean, having this radio show on Monday nights at 9 p.m. is as much help that we're getting as far as feedback and emails and phone calls about what we're doing here is as much great therapy for me personally as well. With all the things that are going on, you know, I know that on Monday night, not only you're checking in, I'm checking in, and, you know, it's kind of family together and kind of helping each other, helping to manage our careers of business. So, and that's important. One of the things that I got a call to today about for an individual saying, you know, Rod, I need some help. I said, look, you know, we have every show we've had since August, and can you believe it? It's been almost a year. First Saturday of August last year, we started out as a half an hour program, and we're thinking, how far we're going to go with this. And from Saturdays, it moved over to Monday nights in January, and we brought on Wanda to be part of the team. And we got we're booking some great, great guests to be with us beginning in September, all from senior HR executive, business owners, therapists, psychologists, all different types to help us in managing our career as a business. So I told the individual to say, you know, have you, you know, gone through the website? Have you listened to the radio program and the archives? And have you picked that up? And certainly feel free to call in on the radio show. And, you know, don't be shy and just, you know, ask your questions away. And sure enough, you know, you get some good, I hope, and, you know, I'm just being modest here, some good coaching, very unique coaching. And certainly the price is right on Monday nights. So, you know, welcome. Welcome aboard. So the other thing is we started out a new LinkedIn group, right, for those who are level one connections with me. So as a level one connection, we're all following the same process, same principles, mindset. We're business owners. So for those who are level one connections with me, I've sent an invitation out to join the Own Your Career with Rod Colon LinkedIn group. And that group, specific details is that we're able to discuss topics. You can ask questions, post questions that I can answer on the show, and certainly Wanda can pick that information up. We'll have threads. Know that the members of this group follow the networking practices, the networking protocols and all that. So we're looking to develop a powerhouse group of members of really business owners of their career. So just look out for that invitation. If you're not a level one connection with me, well, what are you waiting for? Send me an invitation, and I'll be happy to bring you on board. But when you do send the invitation, kind of personalize it a bit and say, you know, you listen, you're listening to the show or however we've met, versus just using the LinkedIn invitation, then I'll have to ask you to kind of, you know, did I meet you? Where are you? Give me a call and that, so you can kind of speed up the time by, you know, by doing that, so which is great. So anyway, the 9 success strategies. All right, so here are the nine, and I'm going to try to get through as much as possible this week. We're going to have a mailbag somewhere about 9:50, and we'll get Wanda in to kind of talk about some things, which would be great. And then we'll kind of wrap it up. If we can't, we'll make sure we go next week. And next week's show is going to be a taped show. It's our first taped show. I'm actually going to be remote somewhere where I'm not going to be able to do that. So next week is going to be a taped show at 9 p.m., and we'll go back live on the 23rd. So here are the nine areas that I'm going to look to cover. It's going to be, one, positive thinking and behavior. Two, visualization. Three, positive self-talk. Four, affirmation statements. And I got many of those around this house, so it's we do that. Five, dynamic goal setting. Six, positive action. Seven, assertive behavior. Eight, self-esteem builders. And nine, proactive habits. And I'm picking this up, you know, from a lot of information, but also from Julie Levitt in her book on your career. So a lot of things coming up. These are things that I used as a professor at Georgian Court University when I was teaching career management there. So, yeah. So when we're talking about positive thinking and behaviors, let's think of it this way. Deliberately motivate yourself every day. And for some, and as a coach, I talk to individuals about this, certainly those in transition and those who are working in that, and says, but you have to work at this, right? Deliberately motivate yourself every day. And this is why I love sports, because just think of the players and the tennis players in the French Open, or the hockey players this evening, or the basketball players, you know, how they get together in a team and kind of psych themselves up, but motivate yourself. And many will say to me, oh, come on, Rod, that's just hokey. Oh, that doesn't work. Oh. So you're right. If you say it, you're absolutely right. So think of yourself as successful and expect positive outcomes for everything you attempt. Okay? And as a business owner of your career, that's critical. Let's take an interview. And as you've been hearing about, each week I talk about the mock interviews that I do with those who I coach privately. And part of my helping the individual is to motivate them to get the right mindset, to get the right spirit, that as a business owner, you're qualified for this role. As a business owner, you are at even level with the individual you're interviewing with. They're a business owner of their career, you're a business owner of their career, you're providing a great service, and they're a client that has a need. So that deliberate action of motivating yourself every day is critically important. For me, I start the day with prayer. That motivates me. That kind of kicks me into gear. Whatever it is for you, be it music, reading, self things, just kind of try to get that every day in motivation. It's very important. Project energy and enthusiasm. Okay? Employers hire people who project positive energy and enthusiasm. Develop the habit of speaking, moving, and acting with these qualities. Once again, if we go to a store, look, I'll give you a for instance today, right? I'm at a location, and they're the business owner, and I ask a few questions, and you could just tell that their heart was not in it, that they were just going through the motions, that maybe they could care less about the situation. And immediately in my mind, I shut down and said, next, I'll go somewhere else with my business. Take a reflection of yourself about how are you approaching these things. Now, some will say to me, well, Rod, you know, I've been out of work for many months. You know, Rod, my major is X, and I graduated, and I have, you know, thousands of dollars of debt, and I'm working in a position that's not in my major and making significantly less money. I'm dissatisfied. Now, I hear you, and I'm with you, and I empathize, but as a business owner, if I'm Mr. Grouch or Mr. Woe is Me, it's just not happening, and people are not going to, you know, grab the service. As a professional, when I was on the corporate side in Wall Street, right, for a financial services firm, we looked at the resume, and we knew the person was pretty good, pretty close. Now, all we're looking for, can the person confirm what they have with some results? But really what you're looking to pick up are the specific qualities, behaviors, positive. Are they looking? Are they me-centric, right? Or are they providing a service-centric? And within 5 to 10 minutes, you can just gauge that. Many times that question, which is tell me about yourself, tells me a lot about them, that story. Is it a positive story, or is it, you know, I'm expecting X, or I really don't believe in myself? And for many individuals who are consistently falling into that trap of second place, second place, second place, second place, second place, they're getting the interview and it's second place, be careful in that area. Listen to yourself. Tape yourself. Have someone interview you. Listen to how it sounds like. Three, again, this is all in the perspective of improving performance through positive thinking and behavior. I can't stress it enough how key that is. Okay? Three, practice this positive expectation mindset until it becomes a habit. I know through other readings that a habit, and I think it's Dale Carnegie, maybe Dennis Waitley, and Dennis Waitley coached mindset coach, many Olympians years back, and I believe that a habit becomes what they call that muscle memory in 21 days of consistent practice and effort. So applicants who project enthusiasm and positive behavior generate a positive chemistry that rubs off. Hiring decisions are influenced largely by this positive energy. It's so important. It's memorable. It's unique. People say, how am I unique? That's a way of being extremely unique. The habit will help you reach your peak potential. And if there's anything that I have to absolutely give my dad credit, is that he is the epitome of Mr. Positive. Never, ever, rarely a negative word. So this is, you know, you may have grown up in a family of negativity. You may have a spouse or folks on your board of directors. You may be working with individuals that are just extremely negative. But as a business owner, you must project a certain pace, your brand. Because everything you do, everything you say, body language, all of that is part of your brand. You're listening to Own Your Career Prime Time on Blog Talk Radio, online at blogtalkradio.com/ownyourcareer. We're taking your calls at 347-857-3320. That's 347-857-3320. Today's theme, get the competitive edge with 9 success strategies for the CEO of Me, Inc. As we wrap up this section, let's the fourth item of the 9 pieces, right? So the first one is deliberately motivate yourself every day. 2, project energy and enthusiasm. 3, practice this positive expectation mindset until it becomes a habit. And 4, dwell on past successes. Dwell on past successes. As I approach, and I have two fairly major speeches this week, I dwell on how have I done these speeches in the past, what message have I shared. So I'm always looking at how have I done that from a successful standpoint. I'm not talking about the time that, or thinking about the time that it was one of my earlier speeches, and at that, in those days I used to keep all my notes on little index cards, and sure enough the window was open in the classroom and the gust came in. I didn't mark the cards and all my index cards fell all over the floor, and sure enough we had a disaster and I didn't memorize it, and I didn't know, and well, sure enough, I'm not thinking about that moment on Thursday when I'm going to be giving a program for the governor's interns for the Hispanic group, and on Friday when I'm working with some extraordinary interns over at ETS. Certainly I'm not going to be thinking about that. So dwell on past successes. Focusing on past successes to remind yourself of your abilities will help you attain your goals. For example, no one is ever born knowing how to ride a bicycle or use a computer program. Through training, practice, trial and error, you master new abilities. During the trial and error phases of development, remind yourself of past successes. Look at mistakes as part of the natural learning curve. Think about that in the interview. Think of that as you're sitting down, right? Yeah, I just imagine you sitting down in that waiting room. There might be some others waiting there as well. You may have, you know, an individual kind of, as the administrator, kind of just, you know, calling individuals in, phone calls are ringing, you're kind of all set. What are you thinking about here? Is it about the positive things, about the successful things, or is it about every time you've made a mistake? That is so important. Continue until you achieve the result you want and remind yourself that you have succeeded in the past and you can do it again. You fail only when you quit trying. Right? So those are the four parts of our first 9 success strategies for the CEO of Me, Inc. Second area we mentioned is visualization, to visualize. As a motivational speaker, there's always, you know, the speech that you visualize, the speech you practice, and the actual speech you gave. And they're never the same. But you visualize. Matter of fact, coaches work with Olympians, and I believe this is from Dennis Waitley's book on work, and I forget the title. Great book. But it talks about visualization and visualizing success. And when, you know, when I think of my daughter in dance, and many years ago she was in ballet, you could see her just visualizing the moves and all the things to go through before she went in it. Just like I see individuals visualizing when they're practicing karate, going for their black belt testing. I've seen my sons get that. You know, it's just all these things that you go in your mind, or the athletes visualizing shooting, you know, free throws, you know, just visualizing doing that and visualizing them getting in it. Not that it hits the rim and goes out, but visualizing success. Visualize yourself speaking with individuals. Visualize yourself networking with that. You know, people say, hey, Rob, that's just hokey. Come on, man. There's got to be a better way. This is the better way. It takes practice. It takes training. But each of you can absolutely do it. So how do we visualize? Well, we have to get ourselves in a point of we're relaxed. Well, sit in a chair, close your eyes a little deeply, and clear your mind. Clear your mind. And you know what? I never thought of it this way, but you know, before each radio show, you know, I'm here to kind of close the door here, we're all set, quiet, visualizing what I'm going to talk about. Get yourself set and relax. draw a mental picture or create a mental video that shows you succeeding in your goal. Right? To project a positive and competent image, visualize yourself doing just that, walking and speaking with confidence, maintaining good posture, and performing optimally. I remember my first speech. I gave it to my dog, Dookie. Right? We just practiced, and he was very happy. He was, his tongue was hanging out, drinking some water I had for him. Right? But you just visualize that. Make the picture detailed. Make that picture detailed and visualize success. Do not permit any negative visions or thoughts, fear, failure, anxiety, or errors to creep in. Incorporate pictures, words, and actions and senses. Mentally practice exactly what you plan to say or do. This mental rehearsal strengthens your actual performance. And dwell on the image. Be able to recall it instantly. Repeat the visual picture as often as possible before the actual event. And how many of you, come on, fess up, how many of you, when you go to the interview, those popular words, Rod, I'm just going to wing it. Yeah, baby, I'm just going to wing it because I'm good at winging it. Okay. And some may actually be very good at winging it because they've actually practiced, but they don't really, you know, acknowledge that part. But many who wing it are not prepared. When we come back, we'll continue on the other pieces, actually seven pieces as far as the success strategies. You're listening to Own Your Career Primetime with Rod Colon on Blog Talk Radio, online at blogtalkradio.com/ownyourcareer. We'll be right back.
Your future customers are searching online for your product or service right now. What will they find? Will they find you? Chatterbuzz Media is an internet marketing agency that gets you noticed online. From mobile responsive websites, to search engine optimization, to social media, to content marketing, we can help. Call Chatterbuzz Media at 321-236-BUZZ. That's 321-236-2899. Or visit us online at chatterbuzzmedia.com.
At Georgian Court University, we believe earning an MBA shouldn't interfere with your job or your family. That's why we offer flexible classes, so you can work at your own pace or choose an accelerated program that fits your schedule. Georgian Court University is one of New Jersey's top-ranked MBA schools, and with courses during evenings and weekends, it will help move your career in the direction you want it to go. Find out more about our MBA programs at a graduate information session June 10th. Go to georgian.edu/GCUMBA to sign up today.
On Saturday, June 14th, the Foundation for Military Families presents Military Families Day. It is a day of family fun, including activities such as line dancing, Zumba classes, music, and shopping vendors. For the kids, there will be pony rides, a bouncy house, and face painting. All this highlighted by a food truck competition featuring the best food trucks from the area. It all happens on the Delaware waterfront at 109 High Street in Burlington, New Jersey from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, June 14th. For more information, the number is 732-713-6066.
Are you looking for a coach to help take your career to the next level, or a motivational speaker to make your next event more successful? Then reach out to Rod Colon, career coach and motivational speaker. Rod has a unique perspective on what it takes to succeed in today's global economy, a perspective built on over 25 years of experience as a corporate HR management insider, agency recruiter, master networker, motivational speaker, and career coach. In demand for his coaching and motivational abilities, Rod demonstrates the power of networking as a giving and sharing activity, and aggressively challenges professionals to be relentless in building their networking skills while managing their careers as a business. The CEO of Me Incorporated. To find out more about Rod's services, go to rodcolon.com or call 732-367-5580. That's go to rodcolon.com, rodcolon.com.
Time on Monday, June 9th, 2014. This is Rod Colon on Blog Talk Radio. That's online at blogtalkradio.com/ownyourcareer. We're taking your calls at 347-857-3320. That's 347-857-3320. We're going to certainly have our mailbag at the third segment, so somewhere about the 9:45 time frame, Eastern Time Zone. We'll be running that with Wanda Sharif Rodriguez. I know we got a couple of emails that come in with some questions. Tonight's topic is Get the Competitive Edge with 9 Success Strategies for the CEO of Me, Inc. And they are positive thinking and behavior, visualization, positive self-talk, affirmation statements, dynamic goal setting, positive action, assertive behavior, self-esteem builders, and proactive habits. And this is really stuff that I've, back in the early, kind of 2005, 2006, I ran a program over at Georgian Court University in career management under the business school. And you always keep your notes together and say, you know, what more can we do? And it's just stuff that came here. And this was out of some great research, some great work that Julie Levitt did on your career. So here we go. We covered improved performance through positive thinking and behavior. We went into visualization. Okay. 3, practice positive self-talk. And let me give you a – here's a good one. Many years ago when I worked in Wall Street and financial services, and I worked in technology before I moved into HR, and a couple of my buddies, and it's a couple of my colleagues there, being in technology and the type of work we were doing, kind of lend itself to a few choice words that certainly my kids wouldn't want me to hear, and certainly I wouldn't want them to be saying. So we'll leave it at that. So as a group, I said, guys, you know, we didn't talk about brand and all. I said, look, we're just not going to be viewed by senior management in a positive way if when they walk into our offices and the place where we are, hearing this type of language is just not good for all of you. And if you're saying it, that means we're all saying it and we're all part of the same team and, you know, we got to clean this up. So I think after, you know, and they used to call me Saint Rod, I believe, you know, and I say, hey, guys, can we do something? Let's have fun. So we had it. So I read, I think it was Dale Carnegie's book, I believe. How to Win Friends and Influence People. I believe it was that book, but you know, not sure. It said that how you can catch yourself with this is by, you know, putting some type of a game associated with that, and through a period of time, it'll change it. So sure enough, we said at that point that we would put a dollar in a basket, which we would then treat ourselves afterwards to something, right? So sure enough, within 3 months, I think we had close to $200 in this bucket. And ultimately, through the holidays, I think we had a nice Chinese lunch and bought a cake, and we gave some to charity as well. But at that point, we really cleaned our language. And we were just aware when we're going to say something, and we'd catch each other. I remember one individual saying, you know what, I'm going to say all these words and I'm just going to put $10 in right now. So he was aware enough because of the situation, and that's the whole thing about being aware. So much of our success is about being aware. Are we aware of what we are doing right and what we're doing that we can improve? So here it is. Make self-talk work for you. What you habitually say to yourself has a profound impact on your self-image, your self-esteem, and your performance and success. Remember, your subconscious triggers psychological responses that match the pictures and thoughts you have of yourself to make them happen. Make this work for you by keeping your self-talk positive. For example, I did a good job on that report. I can do this. There's a wonderful book. Yes, here it is, right in front of me. I'm in my library here. And it's written by James Allen. It's a quick read. It's all of 72 pages. And the title of the book is As a Man Thinketh. As a Man Thinketh. Okay? It doesn't matter if it's a man or it's a woman, but as we think. Okay? But this is an old book. As a Man Thinketh, powerful book, because it all starts with a thought. And then with that thought, it just begins to either swell on the positive or swells to the negative. Stop negative thought. Stop negative self-talk. You may be quick to nag yourself because you want to be perfect. I should be listening to myself on that one. Mm-hmm. You may be quick to nag yourself because you want to be perfect. However, negative self-talk is damaging because the subconscious believes what you say about yourself. That's right, yourself. Your subconscious doesn't have a, ooh, he's faking it, Rod's faking it now, oh, Rod's being honest, oh, Rod's faking it, oh, he's honest again, oh, he's honest again, oh, he's not. It doesn't do that. And this is where you get to individuals who study this. I mean, these are all the studies that have gone on, is that the brain doesn't recognize, you know, truth, what you're saying to yourself, or false. It just accepts it as fact. And there's a wonderful book on that called What Do I Say When I Speak to Myself by Shad Hemstetter. Great book. If you catch yourself using negative self-talk, stop and rephrase. That's why even in the mock interview when we talk about, I think I can do that, I guess, probably, are not words that show confidence. So imagine this. Imagine here you are with a wonderful family member who's ill, and the doctor says to you, well, yeah, maybe. You know, I'm not sure. Probably this, maybe that. Maybe I could walk this way. Yeah. You're just not confident in that doctor. And that's the perception you're giving to others, if that's what you're sharing. Eliminate these negative words. Focus instead on the best course of action you can take and do it. Right? Now, for some, it's, Rod, man, this is too hard. This is too much. All I want to do is, you know, either find a job or find a better job, or, Rod, school has been so tough over the last 4 years or 6 years, and, you know, I'm just looking for a job. I just want the easy way. I just want to figure this, you know, can I just get a job, you know, easily? Well, it's not just about getting the job. It's about securing it and being great and providing a great service. These are all things that you use, not just in the interview. This is while you're working. This is while you're networking. This is while you're doing all the different aspects of being the CEO of Me, Inc. It's not just a switch you turn on and turn off. And this is why it's that consistency of doing this type of work that really makes a difference. Make positive communication a habit. focus on the positive in goal statement, self-talk, and all communications. Compare the following phrases and notice how the positive words convey confidence, commitment, and enthusiasm. Here's the negative word, I'll try. And just think of that in an interview. Mr. Cologne or Rod, tell me about your ability. Well, I'll try to give a speech. The positive is, I will. The negative on this next one is, I should do. I will do is the positive. The negative, I must. The negative, I must. The positive, I want to, I choose to. And these are words that you just need to get yourself comfortable. For me, most of the time, it's just, is the I think. Versus, I'm sure, I'm experienced. The whole aspect of being humble, right? So we're thinking humble when we need to be thinking business owner, CEO, and sharing a great brand and a wonderful board of directors are supporting us. Our words many times kill us. You're listening to Own Your Career. This is Rod Cologne on Blog Talk Radio, online at blogtalkradio.com/ownyourcareer. We're taking your calls at 347-857-3320. Behind the virtual glass is my producer, Wanda Sharif Rodriguez. And we continue with item four, number four of the Competitive Edge, the nine success strategies for the CEO of Me, Inc. Focus with affirmation statements. Now, we have a few in the home here. So here at the Cologne Enterprises, we got little stickies all over the house on various affirmation statements to help us focus. And, you know, sometimes I think we need to change where they're actually located because you kind of just, you know, they're there and you kind of no longer look at them anymore. But when we have a guest come or, you know, my daughter's friends come over and say, ooh, you guys have affirmation statements, and they're reading them and all that. So it's like, oh, yeah, that's right, we do have them. So we kind of sometimes we have to change the positioning of them. But affirmation statements are positive self-statements or reminders to help achieve goals. Many kind of put those on the refrigerator, sometimes in the mirror of the of their bathroom, right, sometimes kind of, you know, near the bedroom, right? These are statements. These are achievements. They are positive messages with a punch, mental bumper stickers to motivate your subconscious to work for you. Here are a couple suggestions, techniques. One, make the statements personal. Use I, Rod, you, right? So personalize it. Keep affirmations short. If you can't remember them, how can you use them? Okay. Three, phrase them positively. The mind aspects as truth the words you give it. The mind accepts as truth the words you give it. Use positive words only. Leave out negative words. For example, negative. I will not be nervous during my interview. I'll repeat that. I will not be nervous during my interview. That's the negative. The positive. I will be calm and self-assured during my interview. I will be calm and self-assured during my interview. Now, I could tell there are probably some of you who are like, oh, come on. Really? And I can assure you, if you're saying that right now to yourself and saying, what, Rod, what are you talking about? I would say, you just never tried it. You simply have never tried it, belief and faith. Just haven't. Because it absolutely works. Here I am coaching a team of, there was 16, my son's team, this is going back a couple years, 16-year-old team, traveling team, and I was the bench coach. I looked at myself more as the mindset coach because these coaches were extraordinary in the hitting and pitching and throwing and all that stuff. I was more on the mental side. So I was called the bench coach, made sure everything was in order, but worked with them on mindset, preparations before going to bed and all that. And I remembered just working with one individual in particular to say, I want you to visualize hitting the ball to right field. Just watch that motion. Just practice that motion. Can you see it? The ball's coming in. Just visualize it to right field. And I want you to hit you that way because, you know, it brings in the runner. And sure enough, he did it. And he looked at me when he got to first base on the single. And the rest of the teammates were looking at me saying, you know, it really happened. He says, yes, you have to visualize. And nothing's going to happen all the time. But you could say, I'm going to strike out. Guess what? You're visualizing negativity and error, and that's going to happen. But sure enough, and I always remember that, and the other kids were like, wow, this stuff really works. Yeah, it does. It really does. Okay? Include a positive emotion, a phrase that triggers a positive emotion, strengthens the affirmation. For example, my goal is valuable and it excites me. So include a positive emotion, a phrase that triggers a positive emotion, strengthens the affirmation. For example, my goal is valuable and excites me. When we'll come back, we're going to finish up the fifth topic, and then we're going to go into the mailbag, and then we'll take the rest in our next show. This is Rod Colon with Own Your Career on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/ownyourcareer. We'll be right back.
Your future customers are searching online for your product or service right now. What will they find? Will they find you? Chatterbug Media is an internet marketing agency that gets you noticed online. From mobile responsive websites to search engine optimization to social media to content marketing, we can help. Call Chatterbug Media at 321-236-BUZZ. That's 321-236-2899. Or visit us online at chatterbugmedia.com.
At Georgian Court University, we believe earning an MBA shouldn't interfere with your job or your family. That's why we offer flexible classes, so you can work at your own pace or choose an accelerated program that fits your schedule. Georgian Court University is one of New Jersey's top-ranked MBA schools, and with courses during evenings and weekends, it will help move your career in the direction you want it to go. Find out more about our MBA programs at a graduate information session June 10th. Go to georgian.edu/GCUMBA to sign up today.
On Saturday, June 14th, the Foundation for Military Families presents Military Families Day. It is a day of family fun, including activities such as line dancing, Zumba classes, music, and shopping vendors. For the kids, there will be pony rides, a bouncy house, and face painting. All this highlighted by a food truck competition featuring the best food trucks from the area. It all happens on the Delaware waterfront at 109 High Street in Burlington, New Jersey from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, June 14th. For more information, the number is 732-713-6060. So,
are you looking for a coach to help take your career to the next level, or a motivational speaker to make your next event more successful? Then reach out to Rod Colon, career coach and motivational speaker. Rod has a unique perspective on what it takes to succeed in today's global economy, a perspective built on over 25 years of experience as a corporate HR management insider, agency recruiter, master networker, motivational speaker, and career coach. In demand for his coaching and motivational abilities, Rod demonstrates the power of networking as a giving and sharing activity, and aggressively challenges professionals to be relentless in building their networking skills while managing their careers as a business. The CEO of Me Incorporated. To find out more about Rod's services, go to rodcolon.com or call 732-367-5580. That's go to rodcolon.com, rodcolon.com, or call 732-367-5580.
Welcome back to Own Your Career. This is Rod Cologne from Jackson, New Jersey on Blog Talk Radio. That's online at blogtalkradio.com/Own Your Career. Taking your calls at 347-857-3320. That's 347-857-3320. Today's theme is Get the Competitive Edge with 9 Success Strategies for the CEO of Me, Inc. The fifth one is Get Ahead with Dynamic Goal Setting. Dynamic Goal Setting. And for many, when it's on paper, it's legit. You're serious. If it's not written down, it's a dream. Right? Do you have a business plan, Rod? Oh, it's all up in my head. It's a dream. When we put it to paper, we started writing it up, things began to happen. So dynamic goal setting, one, define your goals clearly in writing. Writing down your goals increases your likelihood of achieving them by 80%. It increases your sense of commitment, clarifies required steps in achievement process, and helps you remember important details. Two, identify and focus on the benefits to you and others of achieving goals. This is a strong motivator. Three, define the purpose of your goals. Link your goals to a practical, specific purpose to boost your own motivation. Base your goals on inspiration, not just logic. Four, identify your supportive forces. Examples of supporting forces include instructors, books, training, people who encourage you to preserve, to persevere, skilled coaches or mentors, and online material. Five, develop an action plan, set deadlines, and act. I remember, you know, get ready. Well, when are you going to get that done? Well, I'm going to do my resume. Yep, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to fix it up. I'm going to fix my resume. I'm going to fix it up. I'm going to fix it. Well, how many times are you going to fix it before you actually send it out to anybody? Is there a perfect one? Establish priorities. Take action in order of priority. Oh, that's so important. Make a list. You know, one of the things for me, that list, what it does, it keeps me just organized. It's that chaos of thought. What's going on? What am I going to do next? Did I forget something? By keeping a diary of information and putting a list of things to do on a daily basis makes you so much more efficient. This is one that's good. You know, make a public commitment. Make a public commitment. If appropriate, share your goals with someone who encourages you to go the extra mile. This will increase your sense of responsibility and provide motivation. Sometimes it's your board of directors. Sometimes it's your board of advisors. Make it public. Be realistic about limitations. Don't set a short-term goal to get a job requiring more education. Set separate goals to get the education. Take an interim job. And then reach an ultimate goal. This is all business thinking. Okay? Not a pipe dream. Use positive self-talk and affirmation statements that we mentioned before. Use visualization techniques. Practice, 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 practice. Practice new skills regularly. Get additional information, training, coaching, and feedback on your progress. Feedback. Yes, feedback. I know we don't want to hear it sometimes, but from those who we trust, or those sometimes we love, get some feedback. But as a business owner, as the CEO of me, sometimes we need to be able to take some criticism and learn from that. Evaluate and revise goals as necessary. Evaluate and revise goals as necessary. That's right. If you're taking it in a certain direction and you don't see the results, it's okay to revise. Persevere. Stay the course. Stay steady. reward yourself. When you set those short-term goals, reward yourself. What is it? That ice cream cone? Is it? What is it that you kind of, all right, time for a movie, time to get a DVD, time to listen to some music, time to go for a walk, time to take the spouse out. Record progress on your goals. Record progress on your goals. So we'll kind of take the first five, and next week we'll take the next four. So in summary, right, the 9 success strategies, positive thinking and behavior, visualization is 2. 3 is positive self-talk. 4 is affirmation statements. 5, dynamic goal setting. Next week we'll cover positive action, assertive behavior, self-esteem builders, and proactive habits. You're listening to Own Your Career. This is Rod Colon on Blog Talk Radio. That's online at blogtalkradio.com/ownyourcareer. I'm looking forward to taking your calls at 347-857-3320. That's 347-857-3320. I'm going to bring our producer on the show, Wanda Sharif Rodriguez, with our mailbag portion of the show. Welcome, Wanda.
Hi, Rod. Hi, everyone. So I have mailbag questions today. And let's see here. We have a listener in New Jersey that recently had an interview, and the interview went over 2 hours, she says. And in this interview, she had a positive comment and confirmation by the interviewer, but she's asking you, basically, what's the best way to react to an interviewer? Where I guess she was in an interview, the interviewer shared experiences, her experiences, and the reason why she separated from a previous organization, and I guess she was just a little surprised by this. So she wants to know, how do you react to when, I guess, interviewers, I guess it may have caught her by a blindside or something, or she was surprised that she got this information. And she was asked what area would she like to work in, and when she gave her response, the feedback she got, she was also surprised, I guess, on how the interviewer reacted to it. I guess she wants to know how, do you have any suggestions on responding to feedback that seems probably is not something that she was familiar in hearing in an interview?
Yeah, we'll have to play with that. Maybe the wording is a little bit off. So I'm not sure. So if the interviewer asked the question, why did she separate from her last organization? Is that what you're thinking she's implying?
I thought initially it was that, but she said that what's the best way to react to her interviewer's experience sharing on the reasons why she separated from her previous organization. She was specific about the CEO of her prior company taking a personal interest over the corporate and decided to terminate a project initiative and the interviewer had worked on. So I'm assuming the interviewer was giving her personal, just sharing something, and
right.
I guess she didn't know how to react to that.
Okay, so, I mean, if an interviewer wants to share any personal data or information, that's great. If I feel uncomfortable, I'll probably just nod my head and say, you know, I see, and but I wouldn't continue on and ask any further questions from that. So if it's not material to the interview, I'm just going to let the individual speak and kind of nod my head and, you know, kind of just kind of, you know, that I'm listening to what they're saying by nodding my head. But I won't take anything further from there, you know, unless it's specifically to the opening.
Okay. We have another question. One of our listeners want to know, they said you mentioned networking at a wedding, and they feel a little uncomfortable about that suggestion of networking at a wedding because they believe, well, if you go into a wedding, you should go to the wedding and enjoy the wedding, and to talk about job hunting and talk about networking or trying to network during the wedding, she believes that that can cause, I guess it's not the best etiquette, she doesn't know. How do you suggest to go about networking at a wedding?
So I guess for the individual, it's what's the definition of networking, right? So matter of fact, that was what I shared with the organization today was my style of networking, which is, you know, Rick Frischman and Joe Lublin's style from Networking Magic, you know, what networking is. For me, networking is about developing friendships, relationships, you know, just how can I be of help? So if I'm in a wedding and I'm speaking with someone and the thought here is, we're just having a conversation, and if I can help the individual in some way or their children or whatever as a way of getting, you know, following up, that's fine. You know, not everyone I meet, am I going to follow up with them. So I think the purpose for networking for that individual is always about business, right? That, you know, it's about a job, it's about a business, and that's selling, right? So we're not selling when we're at a wedding, right? Or any, you know, I'm just talking to people and seeing how I can be of help, right? So just finding out a little bit more about them. So if the person sitting next to me at the wedding is polite and says, you know, hi, you know, I'm Bill. And, hey, Bill, I'm, you know, Rod Cologne. How are you? And we're just, you know, as the wedding is going on, whatever, we're talking about the groom and the bride and just good stuff. And, you know, at some point at the wedding, we just say, hey, you know, so what do you do? And it usually it's because I do quite a bit of networking, I kind of tend to be more on the shy side, especially when I'm with my board of directors and that type. I kind of, you know, play off that just be me, just chill, relax, right? So the person says, well, you know, what is it that you do? And, you know, I'm a speaker and I'm a coach and I, you know, work with kids and professionals and helping them manage their career as a business. That usually is going to bring, really, how do you do that? And usually then they can need help or their spouse or their children or they know some others. And you kind of, so then I'll ask the question, well, you know, so what is it that you do? And kind of go from there. So I can't see that being negative or uncomfortable. Now, if I said to Bill, and Bill says, "Well, Rod, what do you do?" Well, I'm a career coach. Do you need a coach? I'll be happy to coach you. You know, I charge hundreds of dollars for coaching, and yeah, I could use another client. And sure, absolutely. Oh, you don't need it. Your wife needs it. Oh, yeah, go, no problem. I mean, that's uncomfortable. That person would probably run over to the, you know, the husband and bride there and say, "Yo, man, switch me out of the table." So it all depends on how you take it, right? So when those individuals think networking is about business, it's about sales, that's not networking. That's selling poorly. And you have to be, you know, I'm going to sell to people who I already know are willing and want to buy, and I've done my research, and I've done, you know, through my business context and business network, and I know that they're buying, and I put a proposal together, and I sell to them. Well, otherwise, I'm just meeting people, saying, hi, how you doing? And, you know, so for those who are listening in, certainly I encourage you to, and if you're not level one connections to me, you know, send me a note and let's get to level one so you can get all my information. But today I sent out, you know, information about the style of networking that I practice. And it's specific to Rick Frischman and Joe Lublin and what they wrote in the book Networking Magic. It's a great book. And they have a philosophy of what networking is, and that's what I've been following and teaching as best as I can for the last 15 years.
We're coming into the wedding season, so I guess, you know, we're doing a lot of networking.
Yeah, no, you just have fun. Have fun at the wedding. You know, enjoy your time. And if somebody next to you kind of, look, you're not going to click with everybody. And there's a wonderful book by George Frazier called Click, C-L-I-C-K. And you're not going to click with everybody. It's okay. But if you do click and you're able to help each other out, what's wrong with, you know, sharing a phone number, exchanging business cards at a wedding? Hey, love to stay in touch, see if I can help your daughter, see if, you know, I can help, whatever. There's nothing wrong with that. But if your focus is on selling and looking for a job at a wedding, you know, wrong place. That's more a career fair, right? But Wanda, thank you so much. Really appreciate the questions through mailbag.
Well, thank you for your suggestions. I think I'm going to reward myself with an ice cream cone.
Love it. Vanilla.
Thank you, Rod.
To find out more information on how to own your career, visit my website on rodcolone.com. I'd love to hear from you during the week. You can contact me at rod@rodcolone.com. I appreciate you, all our listeners, and those who the notes and call in, especially those who took the time to do that. I know how difficult it is to own your career, especially today's topic. I mean, it's not easy. I'm not saying what I shared today is easy, but it's a great alternative to managing your career in the black hole and submitting your resume to black hole, right? Or trying to delegate your career to someone else, right? Well, we got to take responsibility over it. I know how difficult it is. Thanks for listening in. Thanks also to Wanda Sharif Rodriguez, virtually producing our show today. Couldn't do it without you. God bless you. Keep the faith and networking alive. Next week we're going to have our show will be taped, so there'll be it won't be live. I'll be taping the show, and we'll run it on Monday at 9 p.m., and we'll be back live on the 23rd. So on to 2 weeks, but live and next week taped. This is Rod Cologne with Own Your Career. Thank you.